This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour World Report recorded on Friday, December 1st, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. In the report this week, unions around the world have mobilized for 16 days of activism to eliminate violence against women. Labour calls for freedom for the Palestinian people. And the Labour Start report about union events around the world. This is Radio Labour. Labour organizations around the world have been conducting events to eliminate violence against women. Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
Saturday, November 25th was not only the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women, it was the start of a global campaign called 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence, which starts on November 25th and ends on Human Rights Day, December 10th. More than 3,000 organizations around the world, including many trade unions, are participating in the campaign. The goal is to free the world from violence against women and girls wherever they are. Particular attention is being paid to helping the most underserved and marginalized, including refugees, migrants, minorities, indigenous peoples, and populations affected by conflict and natural disasters. Color orange is being used to unify all of the themes of the campaign. Many organizations have produced resource materials to support the campaign, including videos.
We start getting harassed the minute we walk inside the cage to go underground. Our male co-workers take advantage of the small space to touch us or push our breasts up against the walls of the cage. Management laughs at us when we complain.
The supervisor won't let us go to the bathroom. When she thinks we're not working fast enough, she pinches and slaps us. Once, she beat me with the clothing I was making.
I was pregnant and getting very tired working 12-hour night shifts. Management refused to let me change to day shifts and increase my workload by 50%. I was fired a few months after giving birth.
I was at the office Christmas party when the company director touched me inappropriately. I tried to file a complaint with the police, but they said there wasn't enough evidence. A colleague told me he did the same to her.
One of the labor organizations which is supporting the global campaign to eliminate violence against women is Industrial. Industrial represents 50 million workers employed in a wide range of sectors, from mining to manufacturing to garment production. Michelle O'Neill is with Industrial's Women's Committee. She is also the National Secretary of the Textile Clothing Footwear Union of Australia.
Every day, violence against women seriously impacts on women workers' lives around the world. Violence against women is a human rights issue. It's a violation of our human rights. Violence against women is an obstacle to equality. And workplace violence against women is a core union issue. It's something that affects workers' health and safety, their dignity, and their rights. All forms of violence against women are unacceptable. And we urge you to take the pledge.
Industrial is urging unions to initiate the campaigns to stop violence against women. It is asking labor organizations to take the pledge.
To encourage our members to actively take a stand against violence and harassment against women.
Embark on campaigns that are aimed at preventing and combating violence against women.
Demand that our governments enact and enforce laws that will protect women from violence in the workplace.
We must take the pledge.
Take the pledge.
We must take the pledge.
Unions must take the pledge.
The ILO will consider the international law against the violence against women and men at its conference in June 2018. I'm Seemarie Ainsborough.
November 29th is the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people, a day established by the United Nations to remind people of the occupation of Palestine and the suffering of its people. The day has special significance this year because 2017 is the 50th anniversary of the 1967 Arab-Israeli War when Israel illegally occupied the Palestinian territories. The organization, which represents national union centers at the world level, the International Trade Union Confederation, has condemned the occupation. The ITUC has repeatedly called for negotiations to end the occupation and create a two-state solution. It wants the new states to be created according to the pre-1967 war borders. The ITUC has also called for the removal of all illegal settlements in the territories and the wall which has been built between Israel and Palestine. One of the global unions which has been most active in trying to relieve conditions for working people in Palestine is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF represents more than 16 million transport workers who are members of 700 unions around the world. It has an extensive project in the territories to help Palestinian transport workers. The ITF project is designed to help truckers at one of the border crossings into Israel. The project was launched to help Palestinian drivers who have to spend long hours waiting to cross the border. It provides refreshments, toilets, and spaces for union meetings. The project was visited last year by a delegation of unionists from a number of unions, including Unite the Union in the UK, Unifor, the largest private sector union in Canada, and SATAWU, the South Africa Transport and Allied Workers Union. I contacted the group during the visit and asked the unionists why their unions thought it important to support the project and what lessons they had learned. Simon Lau is from Unifor in Canada.
So what this mission is about is understanding the current working conditions of our Palestinian brothers and sisters, and to see how we can work collectively to help them improve their working conditions.
The president of the ITF is Paddy Crumlin. Mr. Crumlin is also the national secretary of the Maritime Union of Australia.
Of our determination and our action to double, to triple, to multiply our determination so there is a long-standing peace on the only basis that it can happen, and that is by the two-party state and a free, sovereign, independent Palestinian people.
Now here with his report about union events around the world is Labour Start correspondent Derek Blackadder.
Here's a small sample of the average of 260 news stories added to our site each day last week. Our top stories section included links to coverage of the global 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, a ban on strikes by airline pilots in Colombia, and a report on the working conditions of Bangladeshi garment workers that found that almost half don't earn enough to meet basic needs. We had news of strikes and lockouts in dozens of countries. Here are just a few highlights. Amazon workers in Italy and Germany struck on Black Friday. A copper mine strike in Peru over wages destabilized commodity markets around the world. Oil refinery workers struck Exxon France in a dispute over wages. There was a public transport strike in Sri Lanka on Tuesday, also over wages. A row over earned entitlements closed a Nigerian university. American hospital laundry workers were picketing to press their demand for a living wage. Israeli aviation workers walked off the job over an announcement that airport authorities would be taxed. South Korean auto workers downed tools when negotiations for a new wage agreement broke down. Nigerian truckers were also engaged in a wage dispute. They blockaded roads for a day to make their point. Taiwanese retail workers struck and occupied their store when its closure was announced. And in Korea, a partial strike on the Seoul Metro took place on Tuesday. Our top working women stories included coverage of Canadian women trade unionists who are organizing to make their unions more child-friendly, the opening of a global forum on women workers' rights in Morocco, and the news that more unions are pressing the demand for domestic violence leave in Australia. The Health and Safety News Wire we run in cooperation with Hazards magazine carried stories to hundreds of union websites around the world about the Indian taxi drivers who are threatening a strike over road safety and security problems, yet another mass fainting event in a Cambodian garment factory, a union campaign on the dangers of overwork in Malaysia, and demands for a royal commission to look into toxic workplaces in the Australian banking industry. Currently, Labour Start is running 6 online actions. Take just a few seconds out of your day and join thousands of trade unionists around the world in helping workers make their lives better, or even help save those lives. This is Derek Blackadder from Labour Start, reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. international labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.